big fat with three little strips across it. What do you call that?
Has it got a name?
No, I don't see it. It's got several little names for donuts, so I don't see it. But donut is an actual name for you. Okay. Sometimes you make a batter and fry three or four of these things at a time. You eat them with syrup and butter. What do you call these?
Pancakes.
Right. Will they always be made out of wheat flour?
Yes. Yeah, they're always made out of flour.
Out of wheat flour, okay. Mm-hmm. You went to the store to buy two blanks of flour. How would you get those in two, what weights?
Sacks.
Well, is it
of 10 pounds?
All right, pounds of flour.
Mm-hmm.
And what would you use to make the bread that is not baking powder or soda? Comes in a small little packet, it's dry and granulated. What do you call that? Little packet.
Yeast.
What?
Yeast.
Okay. And the inside part of the egg is what?
Yolk.
The what?
The yolk of the egg.
So what are the two parts of the egg then? One's the
white and the other's yolk.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What color would you say the yolk of the egg is?
Yellow.
Come on in. How you doing, Jay? Here comes Mrs. Nolan's oldest boy?
Yeah.
Debbie Jay, how you doing? Well, Mrs. Nolan and I are going to continue this for a little bit. Her son, Debbie Jay, just came in and he's planning to go over to Lawrenceburg. Mrs. Nolan's older sister, has lost her last child. Her boy is about, what is Debbie Jay?
He's past 65.
You're 84 and your sister's older than you are.
Yeah.
How old is she then?
She's 87.
Right. Well, that's marvelous.
Yeah.
Well, we'll go ahead then until Dub calls. Okay. We sure don't want to then I'll finish this tomorrow.
It is.
Well, we got down to the yolk of the eggs and you said that the yolk
is yellow.
Is yellow.
Uh-huh.
If you cook them in hot water, what do you call that?
Boiled eggs.
And if you crack them and let them fall out of the shells into hot water, what kind are they? What do you mean?
Poached egg.
You what?
They are poached egg.
Okay. And fat salt pork is called... Well, I'll give you the name. Fat salt pork is called what?
Salt pork.
Well, they put that down there like this. What do you call the salt or the sugar-cured meat you might boil with greens?
That's bacon.
But what if it had no lean on it at all?
That would be fat back.
All right. What if it had a good bit of lean?
Well, that's bacon.
Okay. When you cut the side of a hog, what did you call that?
Middling.
And what kind of meat did you buy sliced thin to eat with eggs?
Bacon.
And
bacon.
The outside of the bacon is called what?
The outside,
the little strip on there that's real tight.
Lean of the skin?
Yeah. Or the bacon.
Skin.
And the rind. You ever call it rind? Bacon rind?
Well, yes.
Bacon. The edge of the bacon that you cut off before you slice it?
That's skin or the rind.
It is rinser. It's a skin.
It's a skin.
Originally.
Mm-hmm.
It's called rind for some reason.
Yes, I think so.
The kind of meat you buy and then slice thin to eat with your eggs.
That's bacon.
The kind of meat that comes in little links on a chain. Who kills and sells this? What's that? Grind the meat up, you know, and put it in little packages and slice it up. Little links. What's that called? You know,
sauce?
Yeah. I just wasn't describing it well. What's the man called that prepares that sausage?
Butcher.
That's what your husband did. Mm-hmm. You all know that.
Well, not only him. I killed him.
Did you kill as many as he did?
I never did kill one.
You helped Buck cut him up, but he didn't.
I never did kill one.
How did he kill him, you know?
I stuffed him and I gutted him and I done everything except kill him.
How did he usually kill him?
He'd shot him most of the time. Sometimes he'd hit a fish hog.